From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting explosions hit Istanbul's Atatürk Airport. The governor of Istanbul says three suicide bombers detonated explosives late Tuesday at the airport, killing at least 31 people and wounding about 60. State television said one of several explosions occurred near a control point at an entry to the International Arrival Center. Witnesses said police shot at one attacker after he opened fire with what was later described as a Kalashnikov rifle. Video later showed the man blowing himself up. European Union leaders are holding a two-day summit to discuss the Brexit. Lisa Bryant takes a look.
Arriving at the summit, outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron said Britain will seek the closest possible relationship with the European Union.
Britain will be leaving the European Union, but I want that process to be as constructive as possible, and I hope the outcome can be as constructive as possible.
But goodwill appears to be vanishing. Speaking to the German parliament earlier in the day, Chancellor Angela Merkel said Britain cannot expect any special benefits from the bloc. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigating panel say the government failed to respond to a 2012 attack in Libya that killed four Americans. The panel Tuesday released an 800-page report on the incident that is highly critical of several government agencies but does not outline specific cases of official misconduct. The $7 million report produced no new allegations against then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
I'll leave it to others to characterize this report, but I think it's pretty clear it's time to move on.
Many Democrats believe Clinton was the main target of the probe. This is VOA News.